This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But you did find it.
Yes.
We were looking for the Spanish broadcast call. Paulie found it. Love Eddie Ortega.
Got to complete the walk-off.
You got to complete it. Yeah, it's like an unresolved melody when you don't get to hear Eddie Ortega. You're missing a note, you know?
Oh, no, it just went away. Hang on, give me one.
Oh, no, son of a.
I was ready.
It was
in
there,
the last segment.
And now it's gone.
I got to search through the broadcast and find it again.
Sorry, buddy.
I will find it.
No worries. Padres beat the Milwaukee Brewers 7-6 on a walk-off home run by Jake Cronenworth last night. First game of a 7-game homestand. The entire National League, you know, it's just say I think Padres are now tied for that last wild card spot. Now you got okay, Paulie's got it.
Eddie Ortega last night on the call.
Está tremendo. En 3 y 2, palo por la derecha. Vuela la bola. Puede ser el final. Por dentro. Se va. Se va. Apaga la luz, se acabó el juego. Su segundo walk-off home run. A la calle. Ganaron los Padres.
A la calle. The street. Into the street. I have played ball before with some of my buddies. We joined a team from L.A. and we played a tournament together and somebody hit a bomb and they all yelled that and I thought it was just the coolest thing I had ever. I thought they said para la calle, but I guess it was a la calle. Yeah, to the street,
to the
man.
Street.
To the street. Oh, that's the best, man. Yeah, out the street. Yeah, that's so good, man. So good. Love it. Great.
A la calle.
Fantastic.
A la calle.
Fantastic stuff last night.
Yeah, I mean, after losing 5 in a row, the Padres doing what they have done so many times this year. Now you creep back up toward 500, a game under 500 again. It's that magnet. They can never seem to escape more than 3 games above or below 500. I think once they got 4 games under 500, other than that, they've been within 3 games of 500 every single day of this season.
Staggering, isn't it? I mean, staggering.
Which, of course, and a lot of people will then say, well, that means you are a mediocre 500 team. And at some point, you're going to have to acknowledge the fact that if they don't go on a stretch where they can, you know, put more than a couple of weeks together and get 6 or 7 games above 500, then that is what you are, a 500 team. You're not bad. You're not good.
You're just
there in the middle. You haven't played yourself out of anything.
No.
As I was just saying, I think they're in the third wild card spot again after the win last night. But you could be in 5 days, you could be at the bottom of the pack, or you could be at the top of the heap because everyone's so bunched up together in the National League right now.
Yeah, I mean, you never want to get to the point at the end of the year, Ben, where you're waiting on when other teams control your fate. You know, that's just not a good, it's not the best way to go into it. And I know the Padres have backed into a playoff spot before. I think we lost to the Brewers that day at home. And, oh, well, so-and-so lost, so we're in. That was a really weird day. You guys remember that when it happened?
The 22?
Yeah, 22.
I think it was Chicago. I think we were playing the White Sox.
Were we playing the White Sox? Or maybe the Brewers lost? I can't remember. But yeah. I thought the Brewers were involved somehow. And I was like, it was one of those, like, oh.
I was there.
Cool.
I was down there by the field with Sammy Leavitt, kind of in the tunnel waiting for the game to end, because you knew they clinched in like the 7th inning or something, but we were losing, and it was like golf claps, like, okay, cool, we're in.
Very cool.
And then, like, there's strike 3, final out, Padres lose, and the players are kind of still standing around, like, So do we get like the playoff clinching T-shirts,
the hats and stuff? Hats. It was so weird. And I remember the next time we talked about it, I was like, is that not perfect for this friggin' team? Is that not perfect? Like, lose, you're in. I'd love to not have to be in that position again.
Well, I don't think it will happen this year, just because unless the Padres start playing better, you're going to have to win your way in.
Yeah.
To separate yourself from some of these teams. That year, they at least had built enough of a cushion where you don't have to win every game down the stretch. Like you're saying, put yourself in a position where
it just sucked, though.
It's okay.
I get it. It just sucked.
And that happens. That happens every year that a team gets in because another team loses.
Yeah,
it's baseball. You want to be in the position where you're comfortable enough that you don't have to win every game down the stretch.
No doubt.
Last year, they had to win every game down the stretch, and they lost twice out of that 16-game stretch, and that they missed the playoffs by two. You can't put yourself in that position again.
What else about last night's game bugged you a little bit? Was there anything else that bugged you? I thought, look, it's such a hard position. It's such a hard position, the catching position. But I just, there's been a couple of lapses from Campy lately and defensively. And it's just like, oh, you want it for him so bad. He's finally getting his chance to, be really the everyday catcher and has lost a little bit of playing time to Higgy recently. But, it's like I said, it's such a hard, hard position. And 15 guys throwing different stuff at you. I understand it. Just a couple of moments. It just seems to happen in some really key moments. I will tell you this. That man's been getting worn out. I hope he has gone to the bank to freeze his boys before. Honestly, like I legit thought about that last night. I'm like, this guy is wearing one to the dong every single night that he plays somehow. But I looked at that and I'm like, man, if he could clean it up. Other than that, I thought it was a pretty well played game for the most part. Guys are giving effort, man. There's no question they're giving effort, and it just the thing is you have to grind so hard to get victories like that, and you have that sinking feeling in your head where you go, are they any good? Are they any good? I know they're not great, but are they any good?
If Luis Camposano hit like Mike Piazza, you go fine, whatever.
But bro, have a bowl.
But he doesn't hit well enough. The metrics are really bad when
horrific.
It comes to everything: framing, blocking, throwing out runners. He's just not. He's not a good defensive catcher right now.
Yeah,
doesn't mean that he can't get better, but he's not a good defensive catcher. Mike Schilt will say, if we ask him about it, I know what he'll say. Hey. So we're happy with how he's managing the pitching staff. That's the most important thing that a catcher does. He's working well with our pitchers, making them comfortable. But ultimately, I just don't know how true that is, that is the only thing that matters. Because if you're not hitting enough and you're not playing good defense behind the plate, he's a negative value catcher at this point.
Yeah, it's tough, man. You really do want it for him and hope that he could be that guy that can help bridge to Ethan Salas, because again, everything you hear about Ethan Salas defensively is he's got the potential, Ben, to be one of the next great ones.
But he now seems like he's at least 3 years away.
Yeah, I would say, 2.5, 3 years. But you need Campy to step up in that time and be the guy, man. Try to win a championship for this team and in this city. And you watch, I hate to use the word lazy because it's just. There's some lapses from time to time. And again, I fully submit that it is the hardest position. I mean, it is just almost impossible to do. But I guess I'm encouraged by a couple of things. But yeah, I mean, he doesn't really throw runners out well at all. And like you said, the defensive metrics just aren't great right now. But this is what we got.
To answer your question, there was one thing that did annoy me last night. I will share that. First, though, we need a contestant for Take on Woods. Give us a call if you want to play against Woodsy, our musical trivia challenge for a chance to go to Las Vegas. 833-288-0973. Call right now. We're going to play in about 2 minutes. So call 833-288-0973 for a chance to Take on Woods here on a Friday morning. Also remind you, we did it yesterday, but you can tune in every Thursday at 10 a.m. for 97.3 The Fan's commercial-free Padres Roundtable featuring Ben and Woods, Annie and Elston, and Gwynn and Chris, presented by San Diego Roundtable Pizza. For takeout or delivery, go to roundtablepizza.com. Roundtable, the last honest pizza. I know I'm a broken record here, and The umpiring, especially behind the plate, was awful. Both sides. Padres benefited sometimes. Yeah. They got hurt sometimes. There was no rhyme nor reason to what was called a strike.
No, it wasn't like
sometimes 2 inches off the plate was a strike. Sometimes on the plate was a ball.
Well, like Yelich, the pitch that Yelich got rung up on was terrible. But the pitch before was a strike, and he, you know, he got another opportunity at it. It was the pitch to Kim as well. Holy smokes!
I thought the check swing rulings at first base were awful. It just
was a rough
night. It seemed like a very inconsistent night for the umpiring crew last night, especially behind home plate on the balls and strikes. Like, it's hard enough trying to figure out, you know, where, okay, throw this one here. Mazur had one where up and in, had a perfect strike.
Perfect strike.
Then threw the exact same pitch the next pitch, and it's called a ball. It's like, but you just called that a strike. And so I went right back there, and I threw the perfect pitch. Now you call it a ball this time.
Yeah, it was tough, man. It was tough. And I don't know if it's a symptom of the starting pitchers for both teams being a little bit wild and inconsistent to start. I think they both locked in pretty well after the first inning, but that may have set the tone. I've got no idea. Again, I'm going to sit here and bitch about it because I don't have to get back there and do it. I realize, again, that is another very hard thing to do. But holy smokes, I mean, let's try to get some consistency. If you're going to be calling 2 inches out and I pound, okay, fine. Like, and everybody knows that. They just want consistency. Even if it's up, down, in, out, if it's the same all night, you don't care. You figure out and you make your adjustments. But it, like you said, no rhyme or reason whatsoever. Really, the pitch to Yelich was gnarly. I mean, it was like, it was one of the worst I've seen.
All right, I think we got a contestant here. You ready to go?
Yeah, ready.
All right, let's play a little Friday Take on Woods.
It's time for Take on Woods.
Woods. Woods.
All right, let's pick, let's go to, is this Jason?
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, you are in, Jason. Take on Woods is brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. It only takes 15 minutes. You don't have to get out of your car. For directions and discounts, go to SoCalOilChange.com. That's SoCalOilChange.com. 5 questions head-to-head. If you beat or tie Woods, put you into our grand prize drawing for the trip. For 2-night stay at the Fontainebleau Las Vegas, tickets to either Hootie and the Blowfish or Smashing Pumpkins, and a $150 poolside dining credit. Summer room packages and tickets are available now at FontainebleauLasVegas.com. All right, here are your category choices this morning. Got It's Not False. We got Rick's Cafe, which is a musical artist named Rick. And our new category is D's Bands. Those are band names that begins with the letters D-E. Jason, what do you like? It's Not False, Rick's Cafe, or D's Bands?
Let's go D's Bands.
D's Bands. All right, he's going with a new category today. Again, 5 bands whose names begins with the letter D-E. 60 seconds to answer as many of the 5. If you don't know an answer, say pass so we can come back to it if there's time left on the clock. First questions are 2-second song. Paulie will play some music. You need to give me both the song title and that artist that begins with D-E to score that point. Jason, are you ready?
Let's go.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Paulie, you ready? All right, Paulie's ready.
I'm ready.
Category is D's Bands. Your time begins when Paulie plays the music. Good luck, Jason. Let's take on Woods.
Step inside. Walk this way. You and me, babe.
Def Leppard, Pour Some Sugar on Me.
That is correct. Which English band's 1981 debut album, Speak and Spell, included the breakthrough hit Just Can't Get Enough?
Oh, man. Pat.
Which Smoke on the Water rockers were listed in the 1975 Guinness...
Depeche Mode.
That is, the last one is Depeche Mode. Which Smoke on the Water rockers were listed in the 1975 Guinness
Deep
Book
Purple.
Of... Correct. Fronted by Eric Clapton, which band released only one album, Layla and Other Assorted Love Songs?
Derek and the Dominoes.
Correct. Bunny, Randy, Mark, and L were all members of which family band notable for 1985's Rhythm of the Night?
DeBarge.
DeBarge. Very good. That's a 5 for 5, and you are in the drawing for Las Vegas. Congratulations, Jason. Hang on the line. We'll get your information in just a minute. Let's see if Woods can handle this category. Doesn't get the benefit of knowing what he's trying to go for here, but we'll see. I think he'll do pretty well here. 60 seconds back on the clock. Woods, your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Jason.
Step inside. Walk this-
Pour Some Sugar on Me, Def Leppard.
Correct, which English band's 1981 debut album Speak and Spell included the breakthrough hit Just Can't Get Enough?
Depeche Mode.
Correct, which Smoke on the Water rockers were listed
Deep Purple.
Correct, fronted by Eric Clapton, which band released one album only, Layla and Other Assorted Love Songs?
Derek and the Dominoes.
Correct, Bunny, Randy, Mark, and Elle were all members of which family band notable for 1985's Rhythm of the Night?
Like, this is the rhythm of the night.
That one?
I don't know if it's that one or not, actually. Give me the names again.
Bunny, Randy, Mark, and Elle were all members of which family band notable for 1985's Rhythm of the Night? I think it's a different Rhythm of the Night.
I think it might be.
The Rhythm of the Night.
Oh. Da, 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 da. I don't know.
That one, huh?
The Taint Sisters.
Oh, that's too bad because Jason got five and you got four, which means that's an L. L's last name is DeBarge.
DeBarge!
L DeBarge, Bunny DeBarge, Randy DeBarge, and Mark DeBarge. In the category...
What was the category?
D's bands. They all
D's
started
bands?
With D-E. Def Leppard, Depeche Mode, Deep Purple, Derek and the Dominoes, and... DeBarge. Well, Jason,
that's a hell of a game right there.
That is a terrific win for you, and best of luck in the Las Vegas drawing. Again, Paulie will get your information here during the break, but a well-played game. He got you today.
Very well played. I'm not mad at getting four right and lose. You know, I feel like Jeremiah Estrada. I can go if you need me. You burn through me a little bit, but
you've had a bit of a overused week, maybe.
Yeah. Overused a little bit lately on the from the bullpen, but it's fine. Hey, what was his name?
Jason.
Congratulations, Jason. That was a anytime you go, you get five, you know, that's pretty good. I felt like I was cruising through that one. That last one got me.
Podzilla says you got squeezed by the umps.
I did. Well, when you don't get the category, you do get squeezed.
It's a little harder, yeah, for sure.
I don't know that I would have gotten it, though.
All right, we've got Don't Do This coming up next, including a return appearance by Pete Fairbanks.
For Do This.
Yes,
he's phenomenal.
Like him.
I love him. Love him. Wish he was here.
That's coming up next after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Oh, I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Don't Do This is brought to you by the Kraft Taco in Sereno Valley. The Kraft Taco has some of the best quality tacos in all of San Diego. Go to thecrafttaco.com. Take a look at their happy hour specials today. It's thecrafttaco.com. And to start us on Don't Do This, Stephen Woods.
Cleveland Browns defensive lineman Lonnie Phelps was arrested on Wednesday night. Drinking and driving with a twist.
Not an olive?
Not an olive, a twist.
Okay.
He crashed his SUV into a restaurant, which is never a good look, right? And then refused to cooperate with a police investigation afterward. All happened around 8:47 in Key West at the Red Shoe Island Bistro in Key West. Cops say they were dispatched to the scene. When they arrived, they saw a black Hyundai wedged into the side of the eatery. Officers asked him who was inside the vehicle. Phillips and his girlfriend were ID'd. There's video of him kind of yelling at the cops, screaming, "I'm dying of thirst." Wow. That's what's important, Lonnie. And the Browns originally said, okay, we are collecting information. And then the Browns yesterday at 12:57 p.m. have waived defensive end Lonnie Phelps. He has cost himself a job.
The Chiefs are going, this guy would fit in right with our roster. 100%. Pick him up.
Pick him right up. A little depth for them. But
that's a lot. I mean, $300,000 in damage.
Yeah, man.
That's a lot of damage.
But again, please remember, every NFL player has a card in his wallet that he can call at any time from anywhere, no questions asked, for a ride. Every single time. All you got to do, call the number. It's like the players' union number, and somebody will come scoop you. No questions asked. Take you right to your home.
It's a nice little service.
I think they'll come back and get your car for you. Drop it back.
Yeah.
Like it's
two. I think they'll bring two people. One two to drive people. You. One yep. to drive your car it to is. Your house or wherever you're going.
Why wouldn't you use that every time you? Even if you thought about having a glass of champagne at a toast for somebody's engagement, like
anything.
It's a no brainer, man. I mean, now the guy's out of a job. You know, he's out of a job. And again, luckily, didn't hurt anybody. Didn't hurt anybody in the process, but holy smokes, man.
All right, story number two. And I will have to delicately dive into
now,
this one.
What's that?
Just to be clear here, I saw this story, but I did not present it. Ben,
he came
to
the table
work this
yeah.
morning and goes, did you guys see this story?
No, Ben, I did not hear the story of this. Please tell us and fill us in.
Okay, well, a celebrity basketball tournament that was being held at a public high school in New Jersey next month has been canceled.
So, celebrity tournament.
Yeah, there was some sort of local celebrity politician was setting up the basketball tournament, maybe a fundraiser.
Sure.
Yeah, good event
at
Westside High School in Newark. But the theme of the basketball tournament is what, I guess, outraged the community. And then once they dropped their teaser video and they found out that this was going to be happening at a high school, a public high school gym, they decided that this would be inappropriate. It was called the Nothing But As Celebrity Baddies Basketball Contest. And the teaser video just had a bunch of girls twerking kind of in very skimpy G-string type thongs, showing off their as.
Give me the name of the attorney again.
It's Nuttin, Nuttin.
Nuttin.
But. As. A-Z-Z. Celebrity Baddies Basketball Contest.
Next year.
According to Newark Public School spokesperson Nancy Deering, the event, quote, was supposed to be a community basketball event sponsored by a local politician. But once the promo hit social media, everything changed. No school or district official approved the activity depicted in the video.
Try to throw a fast one by him.
Knew that an event at one of our schools would include such activity.
Tom in the chest says, wasn't Ben promoting something like this before? Remember
yeah, opening
Photoshop?
Day. Yeah, right. It was opening day.
It was like a twerk off.
It was like in South Carolina somewhere, maybe?
It was great. It was like a twerk off, but yeah, it was the twerk contest.
But I do it at a public school.
No, it was at a gentleman's establishment.
Yes, exactly.
Which is fine. That's where it's supposed to happen.
Yes.
Nothing but as. Hey, want to thank everybody for coming out to the fourth annual-ish Ben and Woods Nothing But As golf tournament brought to you by Chrome Soft. Chrome Tour, just the greatest balls of all time. Today, our event is going to be Nothing But As out here at the golf course here at Goat Hill. Just amazing. Just an amazing, incredible story.
Not clear yet if the tournament, which charged anywhere from $50 to $500 for admission and promised $10,000 to the winning team, will be scheduled for a different venue. I guess they figured they could charge so much for amateur basketball because of the atmosphere.
Well, the views and whatnot.
Right.
Nothing but ass. That is
incredible.
Celebrities too. Probably, you know, let's be honest. Probably like some Newark like radio hosts and if we were in Newark, we might have been invited to nothing but ass.
Yeah.
You guys in? Yeah, Paulie loves basketball. I'll get out there and mess around. Ben, maybe you coach. Ben loves ass. Get out there, supports high schools and stuff. Yeah. All right, yeah, we'll be there. Like, oh, did you guys see the promo? We're dead. Hey, can you guys please back out of that nothing but ass? By the way, Adam's out of town for like a week. So speaking of nothing but ass, we can do whatever we want. He is out of town. He can't. There's nothing he can do to us.
So you said next year's golf tournament will be the nothing but ass.
Yeah.
Tournament.
But what's just presented by Callaway.
Our Callaway guy.
No,
what? They can't associate with that. Damn it.
Come on.
All right. TaylorMade it is.
Oh, no.
I'm kidding.
We are out. All right. There it is. Yeah. Son of a. All right. Well, we'll back to the drawing board.
Losing sponsors left and right.
For us and them.
All because of Ben.
That may be my favorite don't do this story of the year by far. It's not particularly close. Mine was so sad and depressing, and then Ben comes to the table with that. What kind of websites are you looking at? Did you watch the promo?
No, I did not.
Okay.
We probably should. I thought that would probably be bad.
I'm probably right. Let's do a little doo-doo this.
D-D mega doo-doo.
Man, there's really, honestly, very few people in Major League Baseball that delight me as much as Pete Fairbanks. blew a save last night, ended up getting a win when the team came back and won, much like Jeremiah Estrada. Same situation last night. Pete Fairbanks was not very happy about it, and they asked him about it after the game. He kills me.
I'll take a win.
Do we get to ask what you destroyed?
Elvis is shaking his head. It's nothing bad, Elvis. Look, let's just say that I owe the Minnesota Twins visiting Cage a new IKEA stool.
A new IKEA stool.
There needs to be a new stool. Not bar stool height, like one of the mini ones that like kids use. Yeah, it's not a non-existent anymore. But, you know, sometimes you got to get it all out to go out there and put up another zero.
Okay, but after that, you went back out there, which we don't normally see you do.
Yep.
What was that conversation like, and why did you go back out there, I guess?
Well, I was busy letting every bit of negative emotion out of my body in the cage. And Snide said, hey, you have to throw the next one. And I said, and I quote, so turn your sensors on. I blanked it, so I'll throw it.
Okay.
And that was that.
Oh, I like that.
Then I saw Phil warming up, and I was a little confused because he told me I was still in the game. And I asked Snide, am I still in this game? And he said, yes. He ran down the hitters, and Jose Siri made an incredible throw. I would say almost a Kevin Kiermaier-esque throw.
Mm-hmm. There we go. Okay.
If you guys want to pull up a playoff, if you guys want to pull up game four from the 2021 ALDS, eerily similar.
So getting your fresh.
He is a fantastic dude. A fantastic dude.
I am entertained by Pete Fairbanks.
He blew it, walked in, took a bat to the IKEA stool in the cage.
Turned it to kindling.
And it turned it into kindling. This is non-existent, so I do owe them. That is an interesting, you wonder what happens, like if... Like, did last night Yelich go into the Padres visiting clubhouse? What if he went in and went ham in there? Somebody's got to clean up his mess, number one. Does he get a bill?
Well,
these are the things I wonder.
Yes,
he does.
They do. They usually do. I mean, the most famous property destroyer of all time, of course, pitched for the San Diego Padres in 1998. Kevin Brown, if anything went poorly, immediately, he absolutely destroyed once the bathroom off Qualcomm Stadium's home dugout once when he had a bad outing, was pulled from the game by Boach and went in and just completely destroyed it. And they did, I believe, charge him whatever, you know, several thousand dollars to replace the fixtures and get back in there.
Always feels in the moment like this, oh, this is a good idea. I'm getting it all out. Never is that when you kind of look back at yourself losing your cool. And it's never a good moment. But Pete Fairbanks, he gets a pass from me. I love that guy. AJ, if you're listening, Pete Fairbanks.
Go get him.
Go get him.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Yeah. Well, so
last night?
Got a text from a friend that said, hey, do you know it's AJ Preller's birthday today? And I said, well, he never texts me back anyway. And they said, drop him a note. And I said, okay. So I did. Texted him last night.
What did he say?
I said to him, 8:56. So the last text I sent was Saturday, June 8th. I said, hey, I hope my pops wasn't wearing you out too much last night.
And he said?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Yesterday, 8:56 p.m. Hey, happy birthday, by the way. Nothing until 11:43 p.m. Thanks. Walk-off win is always a good present.
There you go.
There you go.
You know, Mike Schilt mentioned it at the end of his press conference and last night as well. So it's AJ's birthday. I don't know if that's public knowledge, but telling everybody now.
Yeah. So. Happy birthday, bud.
And that's Don't and Do Do This for a Friday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Oh, when we come back, one night only, it returns. It's a special anniversary edition of Ben Reed's Raps.
Like a real one. We're not going to replay something.
No, 5 years ago, we had Ice Cube on our program. I read one of Ice Cube's raps back to him.
Lord have mercy.
It was iconic. So in celebration of that magical day, Ben Reed's Raps returns for one day only. Coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Now, I do think it's only fair that if I have to read raps, that I want a little basketball talk as well in exchange. A little quid pro quo. Tit for tat, as it were.
Oh, Jesus. Who's the... Am I the tat?
No, I don't think so.
I'm the... Okay, I'll be the...
I know what I think about it. I want to know what you think about J.J. Redick being the next head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers. We'll get to that in just a second. First, this hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Join the free smoothie party at Tropical Smoothie Cafe on June 21st for National Smoothie Day. We're treating our Tropic Rewards members to a free smoothie with a bowl or food purchase. Order in the app, online, or pop by the cafe for a little sip and chill. Three cheers to our Tropic fam. Terms and conditions apply. All right, Ben Reed's Wraps coming up and a little bit of basketball talk right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. Basketball Woods.
Literally one of the funniest things we've ever done.
Busted down version.
Butchered Europe's final countdown.
No.
It's serious.
Oh, no, it's Alan serious.
Alan
that's
Alan
right. Serious. Everyone seems to have a hot take about J.J. Redick, the new coach of the Los Angeles Lakers, as reported yesterday. 4-year deal. Obviously, they didn't get Dan Hurley, so they go with the...
Who was the other guy they were going to get?
James Borrego was being interviewed. He would be more the traditional candidate.
Okay. He was an assistant.
Yeah.
At least.
Former head coach and assistant. He would have been your safe choice. Hurley was your kind of your dream get. And J.J. Redick's your outside the box, off the board, never coached a day in his life candidate.
It's incredible. He's also LeBron James'
podcast partner. LeBron will insist he had nothing to do with this. He was not involved.
Wasn't me.
Well, people will be suspicious.
Fair, it's not even known that LeBron will be on the Lakers next year.
It's not known.
Is it possible that this hire is designed to make sure that he is on the Lakers next year?
You can't bail on your podcast partner, right? Look, here's what it boils. Here's what it boils down to.
If LeBron goes and plays for the Hornets because they draft Bronny, he's going to do that.
Right. That's true.
Over his podcast.
Rich Ball says that's not a thing. They're not a package deal. But.
Okay. Doesn't matter if Redick is good as head coach or not, Ben. If GM Rob Pelinka doesn't upgrade the roster this offseason. All right? Number one. So, I mean, look. There's a they got to find another high level ball handler and shot creator on the trade market. Trae Young is a name that's come up on the trade market. That would be a nice pickup for the Lakers. They need more than just the two stars that they have. Redick's got to do his part. He's got to develop players like Austin Reeves and Rui Hachimura and Max Christie.
What are you reading over
nothing,
there?
Nothing. This is all from the dome. Talent is going to win out in the NBA. The Lakers need more.
He did call me actually yesterday. Woods called me and was telling me all of these thoughts.
You know, Pelinka didn't play it safe on this. You know, it is outside the box. It breaks the mold, in fact. But they need it, actually. It was time for the mold to be broken in L.A. Try something new. And this is definitely something new. You have to be patient with them.
I know this sounds weird.
On the Lakers Reddit. Yeah.
No, I'm looking at the chat right now.
The Redick thread?
Redick.
I both think that this is the right choice, and it's probably not going to work.
Correct.
But given the options that were out there, I think you have to take a chance at this point. There have been some interesting outside-the-box head coaching hires in sports recently. Look at Deion Sanders. What he did, you know, I mean, I guess the book is still out a little bit. But
book's still out. Weird stuff continues to come out of there. I'm kind of going back on the other side on Deion again.
There are many reasons why an inexperienced head coach, it could go very wrong for the Lakers.
It's just weird because everybody's got to start somewhere. Yes, everyone has to.
Yeah, but it's usually not the top.
That's what I was gonna say.
But basically the number one basketball coaching job in the world is coaching the Lakers. Wouldn't you say? I mean,
yes.
There's an argument to be made, at least. Of
correct.
All the basketball coaching jobs in the world, that if you put them all on a mountain, the one that's at the very top,
you would think,
is head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah, you would think. I mean, you think about some of the teams in other sports that have done this recently, like when the Yankees hired Aaron Boone, it was like, really? He's not going to go to Kansas City and, like, figure it out for a couple of years?
The minors?
Right, the minors, like anything.
College?
Anything.
I think what we're learning is that it's more important to be, you know, intelligent, good thinker, maybe a little outside the box, have a good relationship with players, than it is to have a mastery of coaching now to be a good coach.
Yeah.
You can hire assistants around you to do some of the X's and O's and the procedure. Like, how do I set up a practice? I've never done a practice before. How do I do that? Guys, you know, you've worked a lot of practices before. Set up my practice for me. That's obviously not why J.J. Redick's here. He's not building a JV team from the ground up to try to, you know, teach guys to play basketball. He'll be establishing a culture. He will be, you know, trying to, you know, work well with players and get them to come together well. And we'll see if it works or not. As I said, it probably won't.
I'm trying to think of another comparable.
But most
example.
Coaching hires don't. Remember that.
Jace Tingler.
Yeah. I mean, basketball. Like, Eric Spoelstra did not play the game.
Yeah. He was like a video guy.
He was the video guy.
Yeah.
And he's like the longest tenured coach in the NBA,
so
multiple
good,
world
man.
Champion.
Very outside the box.
So is this more or less outside of the box? Because at least Redick was a damn good player.
He's a good player. He's
good
really
analyst.
Sharp. I mean, look, I don't really like the NBA, but when I see a J.J. Redick, like when he gets into it with somebody, I always leave there going, oh yeah, that guy knows what he's talking about.
Like
you always feel like
that accounts for something.
100%. Like, and I think those guys will know. He absolutely knows the game, and he played, and it's going to give him a little cachet. But yeah, man. I mean, you know, again, it's like anything. You got to have the ponies to win the
now,
race.
If you watch the finals, there is some X's and O's going on. Both the Celtics and the Mavericks. I mean, they were running some advanced level stuff in terms offensively, and the Lakers
Mavericks
will have
another
to keep,
Jason Kidd did not coach
keep
before.
Pace. Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, obviously he had a couple of NBA stops before the Mavericks, but he went right from playing basically to being a head coach, just the way things are done. That kind of works like in radio sometimes, where people just all of a sudden are big time radio hosts and had not done it before at all.
Hi, nice to meet you. Pleasure.
What happened to paying your dues and answering phones for Hacksaw and working your way up? Doesn't happen anymore.
No,
Club
does not.
Pilates.
Well done.
All right, so we played it yesterday on Throwback Thursday, but today is the 5-year anniversary of one of the most iconic editions of Ben Reed Raps ever, when Ice Cube was actually on the phone and you had me read one of his classics.
Night. Called up the homies, and I'm asking y'all, which park are y'all playing basketball? Get me on the court, and I'm trouble. Last week, it's around and got a triple-double. Freaking ins every way like MJ.
Ice Cube is on the phone.
Today was a good
listening.
Day.
Oh, my God, it's amazing.
That's great rhyming structure. It really is good stuff.
But. Cube, all right, just Ben. Quiet for a second. I want to get the honest feedback from the author of that song, Ice Cube.
Lord have mercy. You know, I've never had my lyrics butchered. Method Man. Now we got Mayonnaise Man.
Just a legendary day. Mayonnaise Man. All right, you still have the music, Paulie?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. It's been so long. I like to bring it back every now and then. And a shout out to Ice Cube. Today,
I haven't heard this in a while.
On the anniversary.
It's been a few months.
It has been a long time.
Years. We ready?
Yeah, be careful.
Oh, we're ready.
Be very careful. The first time I've looked at this. This is the first page? Okay. Tick, tick, boom. Hear me banging down these back streets. Bumping Black Street, treated like an athlete. Life ain't a track meet, it's a marathon. At the cemetery that an end get buried on, we be clubbing till the day we die. And ask the bartender if you think we lie, but if you think we high end, think again. Because when it's sink or swim, you got to think to win. And if I drink this here, everybody will know because I ain't going for it. So pray to the Lord that I don't pull out, cuss out, and bust out. Go to unraveling, make the clip traveling, huh? You can try to smoke an ounce to this while I pronounce this this. Baby, bounce them tees. Mama, move them hips. Baby, shake them cheeks. I got D for days. You got ass for weeks. Yeah, yeah. I can do it. Put your ass into it. I can do it. Put your ass into it. Put your ass into it.
What are you doing?
I'm putting my ass into it.
He's working.
I do hardcore rhyming. Hard time grinding. With will I pimp hoes while other ends whine and dine them. Gotta love this pup S, passing the mud S, pockets on flood S, OG lyrical blood S. I don't rent, I buy S, ends jealous of my S. There's a lot of S's in this song. You unaware of this young N getting all the fly S while you rooting and recruiting N 6 to 8 whooping. 6 to 8 whooping? I was in the hood shooting because I had the wife whooping. I come from Padres gold in oversized jars.
So excited.
I pass up strife and got star awards. No time for playa hating. Mac paper chasing. Came out the substation to the hip hop nation. The mo hits, the mo bigger. With illegal weight figure. Done developing the status of a platinum plus. I think you can imagine what that rhymes with.
That one, yeah.
But the first to show I can hit it, I keep pushing. Don't quit it. Don't stop till I get it.
God, he's good at that, man. He is really, really good at that.
It's been a while.
It gets me every time. Every time. Such well, so well done.
Wow.
Did not disappoint.
There's a lot of traps there. I never. I don't think I've ever had to skip over a T word before. Had a lot of F words and S words and N words.
Yes.
But that's the first time I had to dodge the T word.
Tyler says in the chat, Schilt just texted, I think I'm going to pass today.
Hey, my phone's dead. Sorry. Can't make it.
Oh, Schilt reads raps would be amazing.
Spring training next year.
You just made my heart stop. It literally just stopped when you said that. My heart leapt. It leapt.
I mean, if he's Country Ben, don't we have to make that happen at some point?
I can't.
Yeah, of course.
I can't do it, man.
What's up, my dudes? How you doing?
Good. Would you like to read this rap back to the hotel from M2D?
It might be more of an off-season thing than an in-season opportunity.
Jeter said he's not playing with y'all like that. There's no way.
Not a chance.
You crushed that.
Thanks.
You look good.
Cuz ain't playing.
No, cuz ain't
I wasn't
playing.
Ready for the dancing.
I wasn't either. Like,
you gotta get your head.
You can do it. Put your...
There was one line in there that I need. I think you...
The Padre. Padre
no,
Gold.
I don't want that one.
It's a baseball song.
Love that.
Man.
I had no idea that Ice Cube had a baseball song.
I believe he's a Dodgers fan, but that's all right. That's all right.
Nobody's perfect.
God, that was great.
All right, that is Halfway Home on a Friday.
She literally just stole my line for the next segment.
Halfway Home on a Friday?
Yes.
Sorry. Would you like to say it as well?
Not yet. I was going to wait till 8 when I always say it.
Well, usually we reset at 8, but on Fridays we've got Jake Mintz from Zespidus Family Barbecue joining us to talk some baseball when we come back with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Now, I do think it's only fair that if I have to read raps, that I want a little basketball talk as well in exchange. A little quid pro quo. Tit for tat, as it were.
Oh,
Jesus.
Who's the... Am I the tat?
No, I don't think so.
I'm the... Okay, I'll be the...
You know what? I know what I think about it. I want to know what you think about J.J. Redick being the next head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers. We'll get to that in just a second. First, This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Join the free smoothie party at Tropical Smoothie Cafe on June 21st for National Smoothie Day. We're treating our Tropic Rewards members to a free smoothie with a bowl or food purchase. Order in the app, online, or pop by the cafe for a little sip and chill. Three cheers to our Tropic fam. Terms and conditions apply. All right, Ben Reed's Wraps coming up. And a little bit of basketball talk right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. Ah, basketball Woods.
Literally one of the funniest things we've ever done.
Busted down version.
Butchered Europe's final countdown.
No.
It's serious.
Oh, that's right. Serious.
What do you
want to know? Everyone seems to have a hot take about J.J. Redick, the new coach of the Los Angeles Lakers, as reported yesterday. 4-year deal. Obviously, they didn't get Dan Hurley, so they go with the...
Who was the other guy they were going to get?
James Borrego was being interviewed. He would be more the traditional candidate.
Okay. He was an assistant.
Yeah.
At least.
Former head coach and assistant. He would have been your safe choice. Hurley was your kind of your dream get. And J.J. Redick's your outside the box, off the board, never coached a day in his life candidate.
It's incredible. He's also LeBron James'
podcast
partner.
LeBron will insist he had nothing to do with this. He was not involved.
Wasn't me.
Well, people will be suspicious.
To be fair, it's not even known that LeBron will be on the Lakers next year.
It's not known.
Is it possible that this hire is designed to make sure that he is on the Lakers next year?
You can't bail on your podcast partner, right? Look, here's what it boils down to.
If LeBron goes and plays for the Hornets because they draft Bronny, he's going to do that.
Right, that's true.
Over his podcast.
Rich Ball says that's not a thing. They're not a package deal. But
okay. Doesn't matter if Redick is good as head coach or not, Ben. If GM Rob Pelinka doesn't upgrade the roster this offseason, all right? Number one. So, I mean, look, they got to find another high-level ball handler and shot creator on the trade market. Trae Young is a name that's come up on the trade market. That would be a nice pickup for the Lakers. They need more than just the two stars that they have. Redick's got to do his part. He's got to develop players like Austin Reeves and Rui Hachimura and Max Christie.
What are you reading over there?
Nothing. This is all from the dome. Talent is going to win out in the NBA. The Lakers need more.
They want to call me actually yesterday. Woods called me and was telling me all of these thoughts.
You know, Pelinka didn't play it safe on this. You know, it is outside the box. It breaks the mold, in fact. But they need it, actually. It was time for the mold to be broken in L.A. Try something new. And this is definitely something new. You have to be patient with them.
I know this sounds weird.
On the Lakers Reddit, where you at?
No, I'm looking at the chat right now.
The Reddick thread?
Reddick.
I both think that this is the right choice, and it's probably not going to work.
Correct.
But given the options that were out there, I think you have to take a chance at this point. There have been some interesting outside-the-box head coaching hires in sports recently. Look at Deion Sanders. What he did, you know... I mean, I guess the book is still out a little bit, but
book's still out. Weird stuff continues to come out of there. I'm kind of going back on the other side on Deion again.
There are many reasons why an inexperienced head coach, it could go very wrong for the Lakers.
It's just weird because everybody's got to start somewhere. Yes, everyone has to.
Yeah, but it's usually not the top.
That's what I was gonna say.
Basically the number one basketball coaching job in the world is coaching the Lakers. There's an argument to be made, at least. Of
correct.
All the basketball coaching jobs in the world, that if you put them all on a mountain, the one that's at the very top,
you would think,
is head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah, you would think. I mean, you think about some of the teams in other sports that have done this recently, like when the Yankees hired Aaron Boone, it was like, really? He's not going to go to Kansas City and like... figure it out for a couple of years.
The minors?
Right, the minors, like anything.
College?
Anything.
I think what we're learning is that it's more important to be, you know, intelligent, good thinker, maybe a little outside the box, have a good relationship with players, than it is to have a mastery of coaching now, to be a good coach.
Yeah.
You can hire assistants around you to do some of the X's and O's and the just the procedure. Like, how do I set up a practice? I've never done a practice before. How do I do that? Guys, you know, you've worked a lot of practices before. Set up my practice for me. That's obviously not why J.J. Redick's here. He's not building a JV team from the ground up to try to, you know, teach guys to play basketball. He'll be establishing a culture. He will be, you know, trying to, you know, work well with players and get them to come together well. And we'll see if it works or not. As I said, it probably won't.
I'm trying to think of another comparable
But most
example.
Coaching hires don't. Remember that.
Jace Tingler?
Yeah. I mean, basketball. Like, Eric Spoelstra did not play the game.
Yeah. He was like a video
guy.
He was a film guy.
Yeah, he was the video guy.
Yeah.
And he's like the longest tenured coach in the NBA,
so
multiple
good,
world champions.
Very outside the box.
So is this more or less outside of the box? Because at least Redick was a damn good player.
He's a good player. He's really sharp. I mean, look, I don't really like the NBA, but when I see a J.J. Redick, like when he gets into it with somebody, I always leave there going, oh, yeah, God knows what he's talking about. Like
that accounts for something.
100%. Like, and I think those guys will know. He absolutely knows the game, and he played, and it's going to give him a little cachet. But yeah, man. I mean, you know, again, it's like anything. You got to have the ponies to win the race.
If you watch the finals, there is some X's and O's going on. Both the Celtics and the Mavericks. I mean, they were running some advanced level stuff in terms offensively, and the Lakers
Mavericks
will have
another
to keep,
Jason Kidd did not coach before.
Keep pace. Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, obviously he had a couple of NBA stops before the Mavericks, but he went right from playing basically to being a head coach, just the way things are done. That kind of works like in radio sometimes, where people just all of a sudden are big time radio hosts and had not done it before at
Hello.
All.
Hi, nice to meet you. Pleasure.
What happened to paying your dues and answering phones for Hacksaw and working your way up? Doesn't happen anymore.
No,
Club
does not.
Pilates.
Well done.
All right, so we played it yesterday on Throwback Thursday, but today is the 5-year anniversary of one of the most iconic editions of Ben Reed Raps ever, when Ice Cube was actually on the phone and you had me read one of his classics.
Night. Called up the homies, and I'm asking y'all, which park are y'all playing basketball? Get me on the court, and I'm trouble. Last week, at the round, and got a triple-double. Freaking ins every way like MJ.
Ice Cube is on the phone today.
Oh, my God, it's amazing.
That's great rhyming structure. It really is good stuff.
But. Cube, all right, just Ben. Quiet for a second. I want to get the honest feedback from the author of that song, Ice Cube.
Lord have mercy. You know, I've never had my lyrics butchered. Method Man. Now we got Mayonnaise Man.
Just a legendary day. Mayonnaise Man. All right, you still have the music, Paulie? Yeah. Oh, yes. It's been so long. I like to bring it back every now and then. And a shout out to Ice Cube. Today,
no, I haven't heard this in a while.
On the anniversary,
it's been a few months.
It has been a long time,
not years.
Yeah.
We ready?
Yeah, be careful.
Oh, we're ready.
This
is the first time I've looked at this. This is the first page. Okay. Tick, tick, boom. Hear me banging down these back streets, bumping Black Street, treated like an athlete. Life ain't a track meet; it's a marathon. At the cemetery that an end get buried on, we be clubbing till the day we die. And ask the bartender if you think we lie, but if you think we high-end, think again. Because when it's sink or swim, you got to think to win. And if I drink this here, everybody will know, because I ain't going for it. So pray to the Lord that I don't pull out, cuss out, and bust out. Go to unraveling, make the clip traveling, huh? You can try to smoke an ounce to this while I pronounce this sis. Baby, bounce them T's. Mama, move them hips. Baby, shake them cheeks. I got D for days. You got S for weeks. Yeah, yeah. I can do it. Put your ass into it. I can do it. Put your ass into it. Put your ass into it. I do hardcore rhyming. Hard time grinding. With will I pimp hoes while other ends whine and dine them. Gotta love this pup S, passing the mud S, pockets on flood S, OG lyrical blood S. I don't rent, I buy S, ends jealous of my S. There's a lot of S's in this song. You unaware of this young N getting all the fly S while you rooting and recruiting N 6 to 8 whooping. 6'8", whooping. I was in the hood shooting because I had the wife whooping. I come from Padres gold in oversized jars.
So excited.
I pass up strife and got star awards. No time for play-a-hating. Mac paper chasing. Came out the substation to the hip-hop nation. The mo hits, the mo bigger. With illegal weight figure. Done developing the status of a platinum plus. I think you can imagine what that rhymes with.
That one, yeah.
But the first to show I can hit it, I keep pushing. Don't quit it. Don't stop till I get it.
God, he's good at that, man. He is really, really good at that.
It's been a while.
It gets me every time. Every time. Such well, so well done.
Wow.
Did not disappoint.
There's a lot of traps there. I don't think I've ever had to skip over a T word before. Had a lot of F words and S words and N words.
Yes.
But that's the first time I had to dodge the T word.
Tyler says in the chat, Schilt just texted, I think I'm going to pass
today. Hey, my phone's dead. Sorry. Can't make it.
Oh, Schilt reads raps would be amazing.
Spring training next year.
You just made my heart stop. It literally just stopped when you said that. My heart leapt. It leapt.
I mean, if he's Country Ben, don't we have to make that happen at some point?
I can't.
Yeah, of course.
I can't do it, man.
What's up, my dudes? How you doing?
Good. Would you like to read this rap back to the hotel from M2D?
It might be more of an off-season thing than an in-season opportunity.
Jeter said he's not playing with y'all like that. There's no way.
Not a chance.
You crushed that.
Thanks.
You look good.
Cuz ain't playing.
No, cuz ain't
playing. I wasn't
playing.
Ready for the dancing.
I wasn't either. Like,
you gotta get your ass.
You can do it. Put your...
There was one line in there that I need. I think you...
The Padre. Padre Gold.
I love that one.
It's a baseball song.
Love that. I had no idea that Ice Cube had a baseball song.
I believe he's a Dodgers fan, but that's all right. It's all right.
Nobody's perfect.
God, that was great.
All right, that is Halfway Home on a Friday.
She literally just stole my line for the next segment.
Halfway Home on a Friday?
Yes.
Sorry. Would you like to say it as well?
Not yet. I was going to wait till 8 when I always say it.
Well, usually we reset at 8,
still,
but on Fridays
we've
got Jake Mintz from Zespidus Family Barbecue joining us to talk some baseball when we come back with Bennett Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.